You have any commercials?
No.
No commercials on the video? Okay.
Close.
First and 10? Go? Okay. Somebody didn't pay attention to the protocol. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the continual boxing match that we have inside ourselves, the right versus wrong approach. Okay. And in this corner, we got you, or who you think you are. And in the other corner, we got God, or who you think God is, or spirit, or the teacher. Okay. And there's always this boxing match that goes on. And there's always trying to prove who's right and who's wrong. Okay. Except there's a funny thing about this boxing match. Okay. It's that your opponent is an apparition. Okay. He's not really there in the ring. He's not fighting with you. Okay. All right. So yet we have this hallucination. All right. Where does it come from? Well, it comes from a false identification of thinking this is who you are in time and space, and not identifying with yourself as spirit. Okay. Let me give you a for instance. Okay. I had a recent short discussion with a student who kindly donates generous amounts of time with her and here at the center with her. And I said, hey, you know, you need to follow the protocol because of X, Y, and Z. And she looked at me and said, oh, well, that's not my fault. I was kind of stunned for a split of a second because I wasn't even thinking of fault or blame or anything else like that. Okay. I was thinking of, okay, here's what we need to do. Here's the protocol. Make it easier on yourself. Follow the protocol. Do these steps. Okay. And that's how your responsibility gets discharged. Okay. And instead, the person responded from fault. Okay. Well, it's not my fault. Okay. And basically, underneath that is what's underneath really everything in the human form, and that's the feeling of not worthy, not good enough. So we're always trying to prove, yeah, we're good enough, or we're right, or stuff like that. Okay, and that's a dangerous game. Okay, because if you're busy trying to prove that you're right, a big part of you is believing you're wrong. Okay, and even if you prove you're right, and I say, okay, you're right, that doesn't do anything for you. Because you still have it inside yourself that you're wrong. Okay, see, everybody's right. You remember that song, Everybody's Right and Nobody's Wrong? You know, well, you're all right. I mean, you're just fine with me. You know, you're all right. But we don't realize that. Okay? And a lot of us play the game also of, well, you know, here's spirit, and I'm not going to listen to spirit. I'm not going to follow that spiritual energy, that flow. I'm going to go and I'm going to live my own life. Well, I mean, it's kind of extraordinary to me. I don't know how you live your own life. Okay, that means you'd have to manufacture the oxygen you breathe. You'd have to animate yourself. And you'd have to basically prove your illusion is true. Okay, which is that, hey, you're an isolated individual in time and space. This is your own life, and this is this person's own life, etc. Okay, and you'd have to prove that your ego is the name of the game and is the reality. Okay, but like we say, homie, don't play that. Okay, God doesn't play that game. Okay, we just don't play it. Okay. We're not into proving you're right, not interested in proving you're wrong, okay? the only thing that we really want to do is lift and help you know the spirit you are, and that you're all right with us. You know, you're fine with God. Okay? And you know, your life, okay, is the life that God's given you as his expression in the physical. Okay? That's, quote, your life, the gift that he gave you. That's yours, okay? But it's not separate from him. Okay? But what the ego does is it plays the trick of, yeah, I'm alone in this world. I'm an isolated individual. There's just me. Okay? And when you're trying to prove a point, like, yeah, I'm right. Okay? Ask yourself, okay, if you get to prove that you're right, what happens? What happens? Okay? And, you know, so much of what I find in people's right or wrong stuff has to do with basically a manipulation going on of how they want you to think of them. Okay? And I'm always floored by that because I never think of them. I mean, I just never think of them. You know? I experience them. I love them. And the spirit in me is the same spirit that's in them. So there's the oneness. So why would I want to reduce that experience to a thought or thinking about them? Okay? But also, I don't think of them in the terms that they're so busy trying to define themselves as. You know, the coolest this, the swiftest that, the smartest this, the... Well, I don't know, man. I've never seen any of that stuff matter. So I don't even... You know, if I were to think of you, I don't think of you like that. I think of you as a soul in a body having an experience here in this form. You know, and what can I do to help you have the experience of yourself as spirit, as soul. Okay? And I want to bring in the wisdom of the unknown poet. Okay? And it's this great unknown poet who shall remain nameless, said that genius is the absence of thinking in the presence of thought. Okay? And he was talking about, of course, the genius of being the light, the mind made full, and the thought is the Christed consciousness or God consciousness or the mind of God. And if you can be with the God consciousness, why do you waste your time thinking? Okay? And there we are, busy thinking, trying to prove things are right, trying to prove things are wrong, okay? Or we take a look at the teachings and we go, yeah, that worked because I made a lot of money. Well, look, you stupid fool, you know? watch out, because you're getting caught on your ideation, okay? And you're being worked and spirit's working you. And you go, oh, yeah, the teachings work because I made a lot of money. Or the teachings don't work because, hey, I didn't make a lot of money. You know, I don't have any money. You know, so teachings don't work. Well, no matter how many times I've said, hey, you know, if you're working the teachings in terms of economics, it has nothing to do with the teachings, okay? But if you're setting up right and wrong, it's your categories, it's your ideation, it's your bastardization of the teachings and of spirit and of trying to prove things, okay? And if, yeah, you're walking around going, well, the teachers work because I've got a lot of money now. Well, most likely, guess what? You're identifying with the things of this world and your value, okay? And you're going to be cut from that connection you make internally, just like the other side of the same coin. Well, teachings don't work because I don't have much money. Okay, teachings are about your lifting and growing and knowing yourself as spirit. Okay, and you're making some choices in your life that are resulting in having money or having not money. Okay, it has nothing to do with the teachings. The teachings are, yeah, if you'd like to have it, that's fine. Okay, but first seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. Okay, it has to do with a priority. In other words, I can drive my, what did I say my favorite car was? The Bentley, right? Okay, the Bentley. Great looking car, love it. Okay, now I can drive it and I'm still going to know that I'm spirit. Okay, so it's nothing to me, it's nothing to God if I have the Bentley. Okay, but if I get all caught up and think, wow, I'm really something because I'm driving the Bentley, well, I know exactly what's going to happen. There'll be a big smash up, and that Bentley would just go, because I'm all identified with it. Okay, I'm identifying with things in the world, and that's not who I am. Okay, the teachings are for you to live and work. They're not something for you to categorize and then play off of it. Okay, they're living realities and they work. And as you work it, they work. Okay, and we also know that we play Nintendo. And Nintendo means work your buns off but leave the results to God. So if we're working things and we don't get the results that we think we want or think we, quote, should have, well, you don't know what's going on. Maybe that's a wonderful tool to pass through and live through a lot of karma. So watch your stuff and watch what you're setting up, as this is going to be proof positive, you know, or proof negative, you know. I just talked to the mother of some kid today who'd been rejected by all the top schools he had applied to, you know. And I thought, this is pretty funny, you know. Boy, if you can't take the hint from this, you'll never get it. Okay, but here was this really good kid, plus being a good student, plus being an athlete, okay, that the admission thing had nothing to do with him. And my only concern was that he not take it personally and not think it's a reflection upon him, okay? And what I saw with, you know, with the mother and indicative of the whole society is, hey, guess what? This means if I get in, I'm okay. And if I didn't get in, I'm not okay. If I make X amount of money, I'm okay. If I'm not making it, I'm not okay, you know? Reminds me of the story I told, I think I told it at the last satsang, you know, of somebody I knew who's, I think it was her niece, literally got left at the altar, you know? And I said, oh, is she okay? Okay, did she recover? She said, oh, she's fine. And she's just fine. She wound up marrying a doctor. And I was stunned. It was one of the few times in my life I had nothing to say because it was so far beyond the pale, you know? And we have this equation. Oh, if this and this happens, it's okay. Okay? And we're setting up right or versus wrong. And as soon as we do that, we're in duality. It's not a question of right or wrong. It's a question of, am I lifting? Am I being lifted? What's the action here? What can I learn? You know? And the one of the things I always love as the teachers, well, you know, so-and-so did the same thing I did, and you handled it differently. Well, shit, yeah, I hope I did. You know, because guess what? That being's karma is different from yours, and it needed to be handled that way. And we tend to lump everything and everybody together, and every case is exactly the same, okay? But it's not, okay? It's all handled individually by spirit, by the spirit you are. Just like when you take initiation, you're charged individually. You are spiritually charged individually, okay? It's not the same for every soul. In terms of frequency, it's not even the same. You know, that's like some of the initiates run the pattern of, well, I was initiated 7 years ago. Oh, and I was initiated 2 years ago. Oh, well, I'm so much less advanced than the one who was initiated 7 years ago. Well, there you go again. Distance, advanced, who's better, who's less, separation. And as soon as you do that, you're separating yourself from the spirit you are, okay? Also, you don't know where that soul has come in from. When the seven-year initiate, they could be working, you know, on the causal level or so, on the emotional level. A lot of karma there. And you just came in, you just pick up... where you left off, and you're doing, you know, you're working in the etheric, about ready to take off. Okay, so you need to watch how things seem and how they look, okay, and what the judgments you're making, okay. And see, it really takes a lot of humility and a lot of self-love to be willing to take the lesson. Shut the mind up, shut the ego up, stop the charging against the teachings, against the teacher, against God, you know, stop the boxing match and surrender. And when you surrender your stuff and your agenda, you get to be present with God. Totally and completely. And then you get to be uplifted, vibrated, and you allow the love. Okay? But from everything I've seen, you know, in good or bad, I've seen a lot, and that is that we don't allow that surrender because we don't feel good about ourselves. We don't feel worthy. We don't know that we're okay. And so we protest and we come against the teachings and we come against the teacher. And we huff and we puff, you know, and you try to blow the house down. But guess what? That God and that teacher and that apparition that you think is in the boxing ring with you, he's inside of you. It's all inside of you. You're going against yourself, you see? And if you really know that the spirit is inside of you, totally and completely, that's your point of identification. How can you go against yourself? And then how can you think that the spirit isn't on your side? Because of course spirit is going to lift itself. But if you've forgotten that's what you are, you're in trouble. Okay? This game of right or wrong has got to go. Okay? This game of, well, it's not my fault, it's your fault, you know? I mean, even had an experience of someone couldn't find something, so they blamed it on how messy the drawer was. Well, talk to the drawer, ask it to be tidier, you know? I mean, and when we talk about responsibility, we click into something that's false. We click into blame. And I'm here to tell you that I teach responsibility, which is the ability to respond to the spirit you are, okay? But it's blameless. It's blameless responsibility. Okay. If I tell you you're responsible for the karma that's upon you, that's true. Am I telling you that you are an idiot, that you're stupid, that you're dumb, and how could you have created that karma? No, I have no judgment on it. There's no blame. You're not to blame. Those are the choices you made into the karma. You created that. Those are your creations. That's all it is. Okay? Do I blame you because you're in... That's like blaming people because they're in human form. Ha 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 ha. You couldn't stay in the spiritual worlds, huh? You couldn't hold that frequency. Ha ha, boy, you guys are ridiculous. Boy, are you wrong. You know? I mean, but that's, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because that's what you all do when you make yourself wrong or try to prove that you're right and make the other person wrong. Okay? You couldn't stay with God. You had to take on those funny things you're wearing called bodies. Those are the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, these bodies. You know, what's the matter with you? Okay? And don't kid yourself. There's a part in our consciousness that really thinks we're wrong and have screwed up because we're on this planet. Okay? I don't think that's anything to sneeze at. That really is true. Okay? That there's a part in every consciousness that thinks we failed. Okay? But I'm here to toss it around on its head and say, no, being here is the opportunity. You know? And this is the right place for you. You don't have to prove you're right. That's the assumption. Yeah, you're right to be here. You've got an absolute right to be here. God put your ass here. It's good enough. Okay? You've earned it, you know? If only from the point of, hey, you've earned the right to reincarnate, you know? But you've earned the right also to participate in the upliftment, in the growth, in the spirit, and in being a part of the spiritual upliftment and in the spiritual action. Okay? So if you're making yourself right or wrong, stop. If you're making other people right or wrong, stop. Okay? Take the spiritual reference of what can I learn from this? Okay? What's in it for me? Okay? And it wouldn't have happened unless it was karmically correct. You mean what's happening now in the Sudan? Yeah. What happened 9/11? Yeah. The Holocaust? Yeah. The Crusades? Yeah. Anything. Okay? It's all karmically correct. Or it wouldn't have happened. Was it right? Was it wrong? It's not part of the picture. It was karmically correct. Okay? Is there another way to live other than karmically? Yeah. Okay? And that's the way that I teach. That's living in grace. Okay? But the moment you go into, well, you know, that's not right. I'm going to do it my way. Fine. The spirit goes, fine. Do it your way and you become the teacher. Okay? And then, because you become the teacher, you're teaching yourself karmically. So you're under karmic law. So things are going to be very comical. Comically karmic, you know? And that's fine, so enjoy it. And you have that right too. But know that that's what you're doing. Okay? Or you can also live in grace. Okay? By being present each moment, by dropping your agenda, by trusting and allowing. Okay? And by proper identification. Okay. And whether you prove you're right, whether you prove you're wrong, you've lost the match. Because the game is rigged. The fight is fixed. Okay, the fight is fixed. Because sooner or later, you're going to allow, in the evolution of you as a soul, you're going to allow the spirit in you to come forward. And you're going to allow yourself to lift beyond the duality and beyond the right and wrong. Okay, and you're going to lift beyond your ego identity. And that's what ego identity gets into and is a part of duality. And so it goes right versus wrong. Okay? But God is unipolar. Okay, and that's where he lives. Okay, and that's where we live. Okay? Spirit isn't here. The teacher isn't here. The teachings aren't here to make you wrong so that you have to prove you're right. Okay? Teachings are here for you to lift and grow with. Use them as instructed. You know, they do come with an instruction manual. You know? You are taught also how to use the teachings. Okay? And if you choose to write your own instruction manual, fine, that's okay too, but know that you'll have experiences according to your instruction manual. Okay, and that's all part of your learning too. Okay? All right. So, if you're living your life without being in partnership with God, okay? I suggest you resign from that, okay? I suggest you get out of the rink and stop fighting, okay? And I lovingly suggest that you find a place of peace inside yourself, away from the fighting. And we know that peace is where? Okay, peace isn't the absence of fighting. You know, that's like countries. Oh, well, we'll just keep arming ourselves so we can keep up with the arms that our enemy has. And then because we're so afraid of each other, we won't fight and we'll have peace. Okay? Well, that's not going to work. Okay? But we know that peace is found being with God, in the presence of God, with God. And it's inside of ourselves. Okay? And the peace that passeth all understanding is the alignment with yourself and with the Spirit. Okay? And if you're finding fault with yourself, give it up. If you're making yourself wrong, give it up. If you're busy trying to make yourself right, give it up. Because you've been found right. You know? God's living inside of you. He must have found you to be okay. You know? Must have found you to be just fine. Okay. So if you're hallucinating, and you're hallucinating the opponent, and a lot of times we set up God as the opposition, or spirit, and the way the consciousness is set up, the false self does think in terms of here's God, here I am, and the false self has to protect itself from the enemy. Okay? And we're here in this world, in this big, vast karmic field. Okay? And the soul is confused. It's forgotten who it is, and it's confused. And goes out in the world of form, and it identifies with the things of form. Okay, and we know the remedy to that is to go in and up, as it were, and do your spiritual practice and strengthen that. Okay. See, remember that play, "My Arm's Too Short to Box with God"? Well, we don't have to box with God. Okay, because God won't fight you. Okay, he won't fight himself. Okay, and the reason we put up such a fight is we're just afraid to be loved to death. You know, we're just afraid to be loved and to allow that overshadowing and overpowering. Okay, so we make ourselves into this quote independent agent so that we won't allow God and Spirit and the teacher to just love us and be there with us. Okay, and we perpetuate the ignorance, the ignoring that, hey, we're the same and I'm fighting myself. Okay, so the remedy is being at peace, letting go of your agendas, letting go of the apparition and the hallucination that causes it. And the hallucination is that you're an isolated being in time and space. And you're this body, and you're your thoughts, and you're your emotions. Okay, if you wake up, guess what you discover? You are the Spirit, and always have been the Spirit, and you go about your daily life in the same possible way that you've always done it, but with one major difference. You're practicing eternal vigilance, you're identifying yourself properly, and guess what? You won't eat anything that isn't spiritual food, and you won't participate in the boxing match. Okay, and you'll recognize that it's all set up for your growth and your upliftment. Okay, and we'll stop with that. Okay, give me